Welcome, beloved. Thank you for being here in this moment. I invite you to pause, take a deep breath, and receive these messages from my spirit to your spirit through spirit. Not just with your mind, but with your heart and soul. May what is shared here meet you exactly where you are in your consciousness and offer whatever your heart desires and your soul needs for this day and this moment in time. Women of compassionate spirits, a global call to action. Number 27. Lessons learned. Stay vigilant, alert, responsive, because nothing is guaranteed. Still we rise, still we dream, still we change the world. I was recently asked the question, what's one lesson you learned the hard way? I thought about this for a long time, struggling to think of a lesson I had learned the hard way. When I was raised to use my discernment, my family, my village, in navigating my life and life choices. I learned at an early age to keep an open mind and an open heart approach to life. I've had some amazing experiences and some horrific life experiences. But I always knew that I never had to struggle through these experiences alone. And so perhaps the support of other people in my life gave me the strength and fortitude to utilize my resources and willingness to be flexible to handle my affairs. But then it hit me like a ton of blocks, a tsunami of emotions. The life experience that has impacted every fiber of my being is the realization that women and children, especially people of color in this new world order, are under attack. Our current ideological society is trying desperately and openly to rescind and destroy all the groundwork women and the civil rights movement had fought for to liberate and uplift our status in humanity. We have no real security to hold what we have accomplished and contributed to humanity in place. We are vulnerable, and it seems to the powers to be that we can lose ourselves to whatever they dictate the value of our lives to be. I've been writing a blog, Women of Compassionate Spirits, for some time now. I was given this task in my spirit to call women into action. I realize now that our position in this male-dominated framework is out of balance and is threatened by women and people of color. Why? Because with us comes inclusion, tenacity, courage, justice, creativity, intuitive perspectives, spiritual insight, and for women, the elements of our divine physiology that holds the womb of creation. The womb that is the creator of just not souls, but a divine creator of elements that bring balance and genius to humanity. This question has validated my work to advocate for children and families, and has broadened my work to be an agent of change, not just for women, but for people of color and others marginalized in our society. Realizing that close to over 400,000 Black women lost their positions of authority in the first 3 months of 2026, drew me back to the emotions and responses I experienced in the 60s. Let it be known, we are not going back. Each of us are influential women on our own platforms and places of influence. And as a collective, we will birth a world that our children will not just survive in, but thrive in. We must be certain that included in our agenda for change, that what we are fighting for is firmly embedded in the fabric of laws and policies in our country, and in the threads of our collective humanity. Ashe. Have a blessed and purpose-filled day. Breathe deeply. Close your eyes and visualize something that brings you back into homeostasis with your soul expression. May today bring you a sense of peace, joy, and moments of feeling loved and validated for who you are and what you are gifting our humanity. Thank you for listening and for sharing this sacred space with me. May you carry what serves you, release what does not, and move forward in your life wrapped in love, wrapped in joy, wrapped in grace, wrapped in clarity of mind and fortitude to stand on your platform and shine your light across this planet. May your life be filled with compassion for yourself and for others. Go gently